From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, key U.S. and Chinese officials are holding negotiations in Seoul ahead of a summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing. Seoul's defense chief tells his American counterpart that South Korea will consider joining efforts to ensure freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. And labor management negotiation at Samsung Electronics collapsed over the bonus dispute amid the semiconductor boom. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. U.S. and Chinese officials are holding negotiations in South Korea on Wednesday out of the summit talks between Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung held back-to-back meetings with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent before starting last-minute coordination. Meanwhile, as he was getting ready to depart, Trump told reporters he's planning to have a long talk with Xi about the war in Iran. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Well, I think, number one, we're going to have a long talk about it.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he will have a long discussion with Chinese President Xi Jinping about the war in Iran. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday ahead of his trip to Beijing, Trump nevertheless claimed he won't need Xi's help in dealing with Tehran.
Do you think he needs to intervene at all with the Iranians?
I don't think he can help in any way? No, I don't think we need any help with Iran. We'll win it one way or the other.
While the war is damaging his approval ratings at home, President Trump has expressed frustration with Beijing for failing to use its economic leverage over Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
The most important thing by far is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
What about the pressure on Americans and prices right now?
Every American understands.
Ahead of his summit talks on Thursday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng were holding last-minute negotiations in South Korea. After visiting President Lee Jae-myung in his office Wednesday, the two officials met in a VIP room at Incheon International Airport. Trump is set to arrive in Beijing Wednesday night for a three-day state visit, 9 years after his previous visit during his first term in office. The Iran war is apparently high on the agenda, alongside other pending issues such as tariffs, supply chains, artificial intelligence, and Taiwan. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Defense Minister An Kyu-baek says he conveyed Seoul's willingness to consider ways to ensure freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz when he met with his U.S. counterpart. An sat down with South Korean reporters in Washington on Tuesday, having met with U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth the previous day. An said he told Hegseth that Seoul may consider joining the efforts in phases, possibly starting with a public statement endorsing the initiative and continuing with other actions such as dispatching personnel, sharing intelligence, or providing military assets. The South Korean and U.S. defense chiefs held talks at the Pentagon on Monday in the wake of an attack on a South Korean cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz, which Tehran has effectively closed. The U.S. has since urged South Korea to take part in the U.S.-led efforts to ensure freedom of navigation in the critical shipping lane. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says an attack by militia cannot be ruled out as the cause of an explosion and fire aboard the South Korean-operated HMM Namu cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz last week. Cho was asked if the unidentified aerial objects that struck the 38,000-ton vessel on May 4th could be drones while speaking to reporters at the government complex Seoul Wednesday, and replied that it would be difficult to jump to a conclusion. Cho said there are many agents in Iran that could have orchestrated the attack, including militia. Experts earlier suggested that the aerial objects that struck the HMM Namu could be self-destructive drones that the Iranian military has frequently used in its war against the United States. Such drones are used by the Iranian army and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as the Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen and other militia.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Negotiations between labor and management at Samsung Electronics on performance-based bonuses fell through on the second and final day of the talks mediated by the government. The two sides' second round of mediated talks on this year's wage agreement at the National Labor Relations Commission in the administrative city of Sejong lasted 17 hours until at 3 a.m. Wednesday, but generated no outcome. Che Seung-ho, chair of the Samsung Electronics branch of Samsung Electronics Labor Union, said the union side declared the talks had failed after assessing a proposal reached during mediation had actually regressed from previous discussions. The union earlier declared it would launch a general strike starting May 21st unless its demands were met to set bonuses at 15% of operating profit, abolish the payout cap, and systemize the bonus system. The union leader said 41,000 unionized workers have expressed an intent to walk out, and the number could further rise to surpass 50,000. A state-run think tank has projected that the South Korean economy will expand 2.5% this year, higher than previously forecast on the back of strong growth in the semiconductor industry. The Korea Development Institute on Wednesday released its latest economic outlook, raising its 2026 growth projection by 0.6 percentage points from the 1.9% forecast it gave in February. The figure is higher than the 2% expansion projected by the Bank of Korea and the government, and much higher than the growth forecast of 1.7% and 1.9% made by the OECD and IMF, respectively. The KDI noted that despite challenging business conditions, the economy has been showing signs of improvement this year due to strong semiconductor exports and improved domestic consumption. As the number of foreigners living in South Korea has surpassed 2.58 million, accounting for 5% of the population, they have become a key emerging segment of the country's tourism industry. The Korea Tourism Organization and the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism released a report Wednesday that closely analyzed foreign residents as a distinct tourism consumer base and their characteristics. According to a survey of 1,000 foreigners living in the country from November 2024 to October 2025, 69.1% of the respondents said they had taken a day trip in the last year, and 58.8% had taken an overnight trip. On average, they went on 3.7-day trips and two overnight trips a year, and spent 266,000 won on travel expenses per trip. A new survey finds that 3 in 10 South Korean students in elementary, middle, and high schools have thought about dying. The National Youth Policy Institute announced on Wednesday the results of its survey on South Korean children and youth's human rights conditions. The survey was conducted last May and June on 8,764 students nationwide in the 4th, 6th, and 5th grades, as well as middle school and high school. 27% of respondents said they had thought about dying during the past year. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 200.86 points or 2.63% on Wednesday to close at 7,844.01. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ slid 2.36 points or 0.2% to close at 1,176.93. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch your news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.